Welcome back to Winning the Game. Wilhelm Hast here in the middle of a series of podcast episodes about reflection. You know, we all need to stop sometimes and see if we can see the world differently. When we are lacking flow, clarity, production, results, something is normally off with our perspective. We've gotten caught up in a way to see the world that is not beneficial. Reflection, when it works, we call it stacking because it's a series of questions you stack on top of each other. And also you do that reflection day after day, you stack results and you stack a new reality for yourself. So when I say stacking, I mean reflection. The tool of stacking is a great tool we use, but you can reflect many different ways also. Now, you need to stop and pause and find a space in which to allow new perspectives and new thinking come up. Then you need to submit to the truth of the situation you're looking at. To the best of your ability, seek out truth and start speaking truth to yourself. Do it on the keyboard and watch from the screen what truths start to surface when you reflect deeper and more honestly than you do or did before. Now, the third stage in the four stages is struggle. Stop, submit, struggle, and strike. And the struggle part of the reflection has to do with, first of all, seeking out what's true. Your mind doesn't live in truth. It lives in stories and explanations and interpretations and drama and blame and shame and guilt and lots of other stuff. The simple truth is simple, but there is a struggle to find it. Now, struggle is great. Struggle means you are up against your limitations. Struggle means that you are breaking through. If you want to exercise and you go to an intense class in the gym, so fitness class, you don't expect to go into that class and have no struggle whatsoever, I hope, because then there is no exercise and fitness happening. Or you go to an intense yoga session, and of course there is a bit of a struggle because your body is pushed to its limits and the limits start to expand. Same with reflection, same with production. doesn't need to be a bit of struggle, but you welcome struggle when you reflect. Now, struggle moves you into the next part of the reflection. We spoke yesterday about where you are, the facts, feelings, focus, and fruits about where you are. Now it's time to look at, in the third stage, and struggle with the question, what do you want? You want the reflection to open up a gap for you. Such a common mistake when people reflect and analyze is not the best word, when they look at situations and they see a situation where they are not happy. Or if you're in the corporate world where a team is not, you know, happy, or you're not happy with the team's performance or something, you get clear about the current situation. And then the next question people ask is, how can we move forward from here? Or how can we avoid having it like this? That's not so fruitful. The fruitful thing is to get clear about the present and then jump to the question, well, what do we want? What's the result or outcome we actually want here? And then you struggle to clarify that. In the future, 3 months out, 2 weeks out, a year out, what do you want? And you clarify that, and that is a bit of a struggle because you don't see clearly normally. What facts are present when what I want is accomplished in the future? What results are present then? How would I feel with the results present and some other facts present in the future if that got accomplished? So, what are the real facts? What are the raw, engaging, inspiring feelings I would have? What are the results-driven fruits that would be present then? And then you start to get the clear picture and you open up a gap of a future that is distinctly different than the present reality you're in. And inside that gap, you can ask yourself, first of all, well, what's a relevant focus to have? What mindset or frame or perspective is a relevant focus to start bridging the gap of the present to the future? And that's a struggle too sometimes. You don't see clearly. How do I need to see this path? How do I need to relate to the current situation? What new mindset do I need to take on to even start to make progress here? And when that clicks in, you are ready to look at action. And that's the last part of the reflective process. When the struggle is handled, you need to strike. You need to decide and commit to take action. Transformation is realized through action. It isn't a matter of new feelings. Transformation is not about feeling different. Transformation is not ultimately about the insights you're having or the shift in perspective. Transformation is about taking action differently than you did before through having seen your world from a new perspective or inside a new perspective. You need to strike. You need to take action. And that's the topic of tomorrow's episode. So welcome back to the episode of taking action next. Thank you for listening.